Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Tuesday morning, we hope by now you've got your momentum going. Well, if you're just getting momentum on this Tuesday morning and you're driving in, we want to encourage you that as we were driving in, it was really, really foggy this morning. So please be careful. Make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely. And, you know, we're seeing more and more people, more and more cars, and even out-of-town cars on the highways and on the roads. And so we ask that you really, really give people a break, especially in the mornings. I know everybody's in a hurry to get there, but please make room for yourself as well as others by just being courteous, and you'll be surprised at how much better it makes the commute in the morning and throughout the day. As always, we remind you that our school kids are out for summer vacay. But you know what? As I looked at the calendar on yesterday, it's not going to be much longer. If you have taken time to notice, school uniforms are already out. Parents, can you believe it? It's time again to start shopping for back to school. But in the meanwhile, kids are still soaking up the summer heat, enjoying the last few days of summer. And so we want to encourage you that as you're traveling throughout the day, make sure that you're watching out for kids that are on bicycles, skateboards, walking in and out of neighborhoods. Just be mindful, and we ask you to steer clear of their rear and make sure that you're watching out for them, because they are certainly not watching out for you. Well, y'all, it's Tuesday morning. You're on point. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. 3 new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:45 a.m. Central Standard, 8:45 Eastern, and of course, today is July the 9th. Can you believe it? We're whizzing through July already. This segment, however, is sponsored by Sinla Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparents Program. Share today, shape tomorrow. And what we love about the program is it is a great way for seniors to get involved and mentor young kids, help them to read, just be there for them. And all the while, getting stipends, getting money that doesn't affect any of your income at all. For more information, if you're 55 years old or older, all you've got to do is phone 318-484-2260. Not only are you going to help someone else, but you're going to also be helping yourself all at the same time with the Foster Grandparent Program. Once again, the number 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also want to remind you that you can reach out and connect with Team OPT at our offices located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website and click on the Contact tab. Send us a message, and we're sure to get it. Rather than sending it to our email addresses. Sometimes, you know, I don't know if you've been going through this, but we certainly have, where you're getting all these emails that are going into spam. Lately, I've been getting the nastiest, dirtiest emails. And then emails that are just coming from people that you think you know, that are asking you to click on websites. Well, all of us, I think, are getting a deluge of just bad emails. So if you really want to connect with us, just go to our website, once again, www.onpointcxmas.com, and just click contact. Send us a message and we're sure to get it. And let me just take a moment to thank all of the people that hit our website daily with all of your information. Someone will surely return those email messages. You know, we're excited to hear about your upcoming books and what you've got going on, what you're hoping to hear on the OPT Network. All of those suggestions, all of that information, we get it and we appreciate it immensely. Now, if you're not an emailer and you don't go to, you know, you don't go to the internet and you don't want to, you know, write us a note or however, well, you can simply phone us at 318-445-5658. It's just the good old-fashioned way. We're in and out of the office literally all day, but you can leave us a message and we will surely, surely return the call. So on another note, I just want to say that I did not know, and you probably may not have known either, that July is National Sandwich Generation Month. And I said, what's up with that? National Sandwich Generation Month? Well, let me tell you what it is. It's called National Sandwich Generation Month because it refers to those who are juggling aging parents and growing children without dropping either. And so this morning, our conversation is going to be focused on the 65 million Americans that are taking care of not only their growing children, but are taking care of their aging parents. And it has become a national phenomenon that they're calling the National Sandwich Generation. And they dedicated the month of July for those who are caring for both aging parents and their own children all at the same time. And I know that encompasses a lot of us. It is something that most people grapple with every single day. And this morning, we're going to not only talk about the subject, we're going to bring an expert in that has written a book, and not only written a book, has written extensively on the subject and has researched the subject and really understands. And more than anything, this morning's conversation, and I know it's for you, and you're saying, wow, this conversation is for me. I am one of those people. And even if you're not juggling taking care of a child, but you're juggling your own life and the life of a parent, it can be absolutely challenging. And this morning, what we want to talk about is how you bring a balance to that. And I know that that is probably easier said than done. But what we find and what the research has found about most people that are caregivers is that we are so busy caring for the person that we forget to care for ourselves. And it may even be just a twinge of guilt, trying to figure out everything that is needed in terms of making sure that our senior parents or our aunts or our friends or our family or whomever it is that we're caring for gets their medicine, gets to their doctor's appointment, gets the home health care that they need, make sure that they get all of the resources that are available, researching that. And our family just recently went through that, and we know how challenging it can be. And all the while, you're trying to make the right decisions. You're trying to make sure that you maintain that senior's dignity, that you make sure that they live in a style in which they have become accustomed. We don't want to diminish who they are and what they have built over the years. And so it's tough. And this morning, that's what's on point. We're going to talk about how we can balance all of these things, take care of our seniors and take care of ourselves. Hey, everybody, you're on point. We've got to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats, and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started this morning, it's 7:57 Central Time, 8:57 Eastern Time. And if you're on the West Coast, it's even earlier than that. It's 5:58 now. Today, of course, is Tuesday, July 9th. And let me just say that this segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort for more than 20 years, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, I was telling you about a month called National Sandwich Generation Month. And it is going to be happening. It's happening now in the month of July. And of course, when we talk about these very important issues, we find the best people in the country to talk about them. So we want to introduce you to Sherry Snelling. She is the CEO and founder of the Caregiving Club and author of A Cast of Caregivers, Celebrity Stories to Help You Prepare to Care. She's a nationally recognized expert of America's 65 million family caregivers, with special emphasis on how to help caregivers balance self-care while caring for loved ones. She has written for numerous columns, and we welcome her all the way from the West Coast for the very first time to the OPT Network. Sherry, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette. Great to be here.
Absolutely. So the big thing is the balance. But before we even get into balance, Sherry, I want to talk about how you got the passion to do the work that you are doing and have done on caregiving.
Sure. So about a dozen years ago, I was working for one of the largest health and wellness companies in the country, actually globally, and working on programs that really supported family caregivers. And that really gave me that front row seat of seeing what caregivers are going through, realizing that most of them said, you know, I feel all alone in this journey, and I really don't know where to turn for help and, you know, what resources are out there. And so during the course of this, I went back through my history and thought about watching my mom caring for my grandparents. And, you know, she was a very healthy, vibrant woman, but over the course of 10 years of taking care of my grandparents, I watched her start to neglect and her own health in some ways. And so those two things combined really brought me to, you know, what was inspiring about writing a book that would both connect us all as caregivers, because we are a nation of caregivers, mm-hmm. as you just said, 65 million. But, you know, and I know a lot of your listeners are in the wonderful state of Louisiana. There's over 1 million people in the state of Louisiana alone who are caring for either an ailing spouse or an older parent right now, or maybe even a special needs child. And so I felt it was really important to try to collect, you know, stories of people that we know, famous names and faces, but also what should we expect when we become caregivers? What will help us, and what also can help us see ourselves in these stories and find that balance in taking care of ourselves? So mm-hmm. that was really my inspiration for the book.
And you know, Sherry, as I read the book and I've read all that you have done, I felt the passion. I felt the work and the time that you had put in. And you have said something incredibly important. Just 1 million people just in Louisiana alone. That doesn't even cover the rest of the 64 million Americans that are listening, that are out there, that are having the same challenges and trying to figure out what to do, and not even how to strike a balance, but what to do. So let's speak to those people, the people that have found themselves as caregivers and are trying to figure out what to do first.
Sure. I think, you know, and I'm currently a caregiver myself right now. That's one thing I didn't mention earlier. After watching my mom go through this, and obviously talking to caregivers across the country, I've been involved in a lot of the research that the National Alliance for Caregiving did when I was the chairman there, organization based out of Washington, D.C. But I think what we all don't understand is that this is definitely a role we're going to play in our lives, and yet we're so unprepared. You know, it takes mm-hmm. 9 months to get prepared to have a child, and yet when you become a caregiver, it's usually you've got 9 minutes.
Right.
That you have to all of a sudden, you know, start getting into it and knowing where to turn and what your resources are. And so I think the biggest thing right now that I can tell your listeners is simply speak up, start having that conversation. One of the things I found really interesting when I got into this, and as you said, I'm very passionate about helping caregivers out there, is I would go to dinner parties or I'd go to different events, and it's not necessarily something you're thinking about bringing up because you're not sure if you want to share, you know, oh, guess what, my mom has cancer. Mm-hmm. But when I started talking about what I was doing and what, you know, what things are going on out there with caregivers, all of a sudden everybody had a story. And everybody started saying, oh, my gosh, I went through that with my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I totally get what you're saying. I felt guilty, too. And so it really opens up this dialogue. And I think just starting the conversation is critical.
Absolutely. And I think for a lot of people, because there is guilt and there is a lot of angst and a lot of every emotion. And as you talked about it at the top of the show, I talked about our family just recently going through the caregiving process. And our aunt did go home to be with the Lord, but the challenges, the ebbs and the flows, and don't even talk about those people like us who have children, who have a teenage child and are trying to care for loved ones. And I guess the first thing that I really want to help people to get through, Sherry, is how do you get past all of those feelings and just know it, that they're normal?
Right. Well, again, I think if we can accept the fact that caregiving is going to be one of those roles that we're going to play in life, that just helps right there. You know, knowing that this is probably something I'm going to wind up doing, you know, probably taking care of an older parent is most of the caregiving that a lot of us do. And so I think that getting past the guilt is recognizing that there are a lot of responsibilities in life, and how do we juggle? I call it the sandwich generation juggling act. You know, you've mm-hmm. got children, you're probably working, so you've got a career of some sort, and then you've got caregiving. And really managing how to give to each of those different areas without losing yourself is so critical, and it's a challenge. It really is. But understanding that taking care of yourself is one of your number one responsibilities, because let's face it, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't be there for your kids, you can't be there for your older parent, or your sick spouse. You can't be there maybe on the job. So you really have to find that self-care place in your life and carve out, even if it's just a few minutes a week, to take care of yourself.
And you know, that is an old adage. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else. But I know that there has been an increase of men that are caregivers, but primarily most caregivers are women. How do we get that message to really resonate, especially when we're talking about people who are caring for their parents or seniors who have Alzheimer's? I know that you have been recognized as one of the top 10 influencers on Alzheimer's by ShareCare. But this is critically important because we've got friends right now who the Alzheimer's patient or care person is fine, great health. But the woman who is caring for the mother, her health is constantly declining. And, you know, how do you strike that balance, and how do we help those people?
Well, as you said, it's really interesting. I did just write an article that appeared on Forbes.com and also on nextavenue.org, which is the PBS website for baby boomers. And it was about the rise of men as caregivers, because we do naturally think of women mm-hmm. being more the natural caregivers, but there's now 45% of all caregivers are men. And what I found really interesting is what you were just talking about, and that is there was a study done on how men and women mm-hmm. approach caregiving, and particularly caregiving of an older parent, differently. And what the researchers found is that men actually take a block and tackle approach, is that football analogy, and they have a list of tasks they have to get through, and they just check it off,
uh-huh.
and they get on with their day, whereas women, we tend to worry more about how we're performing as mm-hmm. a caregiver. We think, oh, gosh, did I make the right decision? Was mom happy about that, or did, you know, was dad unhappy? And that is creating a lot of stress. And as mm-hmm. we know, stress can lead to a lot of health issues. And so I think if we can take a page, ladies, out of the men's playbook and maybe just recognize that just being there as a caregiver and, you know, doing things for a loved one is enough. You don't need to worry about how well you're doing
mm-hmm.
it. It's just the fact that you are there to help your loved one is so important. So
absolutely.
I would say that's a message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Let's do this, Sherry. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Sherry's book, A Cast of Caregivers, Celebrity Stories to Help You Prepare to Care. All that plus more right after this. Stay with us, everybody. You're on point. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking, also the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action, Get Wired Satellites, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, we're joined by Sherry Snelling. She is a CEO and founder of the Caregiving Club. She's also the author of a cast of caregivers, celebrity stories to help you prepare to care. And during the break, we were just having an incredible conversation. And I said to Sherry at the top of the show, you know, when I read people's books and do the work, I can feel such passion. And Sherry, you were not always a writer. You did some things before you came into the world of writing. But let's talk about how you started and how the book that we're now talking about, how it was birthed, A Cast of Caregivers. How was that birthed in your spirit?
Sure. Well, I was just telling you that I spent, you know, my entire career in marketing roles. So I was doing writing, but I was doing writing about other companies, other products, other services, and that's all well and good. But my passion was around writing about things I was really interested in. And I've always had a love for movies and TV and pop culture. And so when I started writing about caregiving, which was my area of expertise, and I really loved it and I wanted to get good information out there to the caregivers who are reading, you know, some of my blogs as I started, I started also being interested in a lot of the celebrities that, you know, I was reading about. And I was so lucky because I found wonderful people to interview for my book. folks like Holly Robinson Pete, who mm-hmm. I know you've had on your show before, mm-hmm. Joan London, Alan and David Osmond, and so many others, Mark Helgenberger, and they all shared so much with me. And so what I experienced through this book is not only was I passionate about bringing good information and bringing good stories to caregivers out there to connect us all and help us see we're not alone, but it was a gift for me, too, because my writing started to flourish, and I just became so filled up in loving what I did and being able to write mm-hmm. about what I truly wanted to write about. And as you were saying, when you do something you love, you know, kind of hopefully the success follows, and that's when I really started
writing. No, let me stop you. Let me stop you right there, Shelley. It doesn't hopefully. It absolutely, it does. It's the law of the universe. I truly believe it. I'm putting it out there for everybody who is going in this morning, who is living in drudgery. When you figure it out, what you're gifted to do, the rest, the money, the filling, it comes. It just simply does. And that's what we felt about your book. And I wanted to talk to you about, and I could see it in just the people that shared their stories with you, those celebrities. I want to talk about how big that was for you.
Well, you know, it was huge because I wasn't in Hollywood, and I didn't, you know these people obviously personally, but I reached out either through their publicists or through friends, and I have to say my very first interview was with Sylvia Mackey, and a lot of your listeners may not automatically recognize her name, but her husband was John Mackey, who played football for the Baltimore mm-hmm. Colts in the 60s and 70s. And she was so inspiring to me because this woman, let me tell you, she was, first of all, she was so gracious. She invited me into her home. We spent about 3 hours together. She made me lunch as we talked.
Wow.
She told me the story about she and John, and he wound up having frontotemporal dementia. And not only did she invite me into her home only 6 months after he passed, and she had spent about 10 years caring for him at the end of his life, but she also, to me, is one of those fearless warriors because she wrote heartfelt letters to the NFL asking them to look at taking mm-hmm. care of and helping the families of retired players, particularly who had illnesses like Parkinson's or ALS or Alzheimer's disease or dementia like her husband. And she became the reason that the NFL adopted something called the 88 plan, which is named in honor of her husband's jersey number,
right,
that now does long-term care benefits for retired players. So she kicked the ball off for me, and once that started, I just, all of a sudden, I became like a superwoman. Okay, I can talk to anybody.
Uh-huh.
And as I said, I was lucky because all the celebrities that I spoke to were just really gracious with their time and their stories and really helped educate me, open my eyes, and let me learn more about, you know, what their journey was. And I have to tell you, people have said to me, oh, you know, celebrities have all the money in the world and they can hire all the people to help them out during caregiving. You know, they might have more financial resources than some of the rest of us, but they still go on this emotional roller coaster mm-hmm. of caring for a loved one. They still face a fragmented health care system. So I feel like caregiving is really the great equalizer mm-hmm. in our society.
I think you're absolutely right. And as we talk to Holly Robinson Pete and even Lisa Gibbons, and you're right on point, you see, it is the great equalizer because it doesn't matter how much money you have. They love their loved ones just like we love our loved ones. And you have to still go through many of the same processes, whether you have money or whether you don't have money. And when Holly Robinson Pete was with us, she talked about not only her son having autism, and I know that you wrote about this in the book, but her father having Parkinson's and having to take care of both of them at the same time. Talk about that story.
Well, and Holly was actually my second interview. I had a friend of a friend who knew her, and that's how I was able to connect with her. And again, she was just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And she's one of my heroes because, as you said, she's kind of a super sandwich generation uh-huh. caregiver. And her story was so interesting because of the lessons learned. And she gave me that phrase that I used for an article that's coming up in HuffPost called Mars versus Venus. And she talked a lot about how Rodney, her husband, mm-hmm. was so wonderful. And he really was her rock, and she cared for her dad. But when it came to their son, all of a sudden, Rodney took a different approach. He was in denial at first, and it was really difficult for Holly because she felt like, hey, I need you to dig in. I need you to be here with me. We've got to fight this. And ultimately, Rodney did, you know, he did come back around. He got into a support group for men of children with special needs, and he wrote a book about it. But, you know, Holly really said, you know, things like this can either tear you apart or make you stronger. And in her story, as you'll read, it certainly made her and her family stronger.
Absolutely. And I think, and as we talk to Holly on the very same issues and subjects, unfortunately, it doesn't happen that way for a lot of couples. And we have spoken to so many women, Sherry, who their marriages have literally disintegrated under the struggle, under the stress of having an autistic child, especially that male child, when men have such ideologies, such idealism about what their sons will become, that they're just unable to handle it. And she did. She said, I really had to throw down the gauntlet and said, you know, say you're either with me or you're not. And, you know, and he made that decision. But for a lot of couples, that just doesn't happen.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I think it comes, Carlette, out of fear. One of the things I found in talking to caregivers across the country is it's fearful sometimes. You know, it's fearful to watch a loved one whose health is declining. It makes us fearful about our inability to solve it. And so from that fear, we act out in different ways, and often we tend to blame others, and particularly those closest to us. And I think the blame game is something we have to avoid in caregiving. We have to get to a sense of, you know, I got to get past this fear. I've got to be strong for my loved one. And I have to be understanding of other people reacting maybe differently. And that's, you know, it's tough. You've got to dig really deep inside of yourself. But knowing that there are people out there, whether it's support groups, whether it's a best friend, whether it's your spiritual advisor, there are people out there that can lift you up and make you stronger and help you then embrace other people who are fearful and not feeling as strong.
For sure. Now, I want to talk about this because it's really critically important. And as you said, we spend, as women, we spend 9 months getting ready to birth our baby. But when we become caregivers, it can happen really literally in a nanosecond, and people just don't know what to do, what their resources are. Let's take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about that sort of A through Z kind of information that we can give our listeners that's going to help them to maybe feel just a little bit more prepared. All that, everybody, plus more right after this. Stay on point.
SYNLAW Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at SYNLAW Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. SYNLAW Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Number one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana. A bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Tuesday, July 9th, and this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Don't forget about J&J Exterminating and also McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, You know what? I know that we're all challenged. We're all trying to figure it out. But we're talking this morning to Sherry Snelling. She is the CEO and founder of the Caregiving Club. She's also the author of a cast of caregivers, celebrity stories to help you to prepare to care. And before we went to the break, we were talking about, Sherry, those resources that people have no idea where they can go to. Let's talk about how we figure out those resources that help.
Sure. So, you know, when I tell people about my book, I say, you know, there's really three books in one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hopefully a value buy for people out there. But, you know, it's the celebrity story. So that lets us see, oh, gosh, we're all in this together. We're not alone. And then the middle part of the book is what I call the What to Expect When Your Caregiving Guide. And, you know, as we were talking earlier, you know, we have the what to expect when you're expecting, mm-hmm. and we get all this time to plan for having a baby, but you don't get a lot of time to plan for caregiving. So I wanted to give the readers out there of the book, okay, these are all the things you might encounter as caregivers, and where do you turn? So it's got lots of rich resources in it, lots of tips, lots of checklists to think about. And then, of course, the whole third part is about caring for yourself, which I know we'll talk about in a minute. But, you know, I think it's really important to open our eyes to what is caregiving? What will I have to do? It's not just the medical side, maybe. It's not just dealing with doctors, which, of course, is important, and healthcare officials, but it's everything. It's how can pet therapy help my loved one, or how can music therapy help? What if my loved one's in an assisted living facility and there's a disaster,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, Hurricane Katrina or mm-hmm. Hurricane Sandy?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? I mean, so all of those little things that we may not think about are in this book, and at least I hope it starts to open our eyes to, wow, okay, maybe I better start having that conversation with my family, which is what I always tell people. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's important to sit down with your parents and your other siblings and your family and start to talk about this now when everybody is in good health and can share,
mm-hmm.
well, this is what I'd like to have happen, or this is what we need to think about, or this is what's already planned. I think those are really important conversations to have.
They not only are they important, Sherry, but most people do not want to have them. And I think that that is a critical point. Every single person, while they are in their lucid, sane mind, needs to have this conversation. And the next thing that I want to talk about are those people that are what I call hanging in the balance, Sherry. They're right mm-hmm. in between, do I put mom in the nursing home because it's literally tearing me down? But as women, now see, men take a more methodical approach, but women... Mm-hmm. We are more emotional. And I can't mm-hmm. tell you how many friends that I've had this conversation with and even had to go through this in our own family. Do you put a loved one who you know does not want to go into the nursing home in? How do we help people with that decision?
Sure. Well, I think it goes back to what we were just saying. First of all, hopefully you've had that conversation well before you're on the tipping point of having to help.
Okay, but keep in mind, Sherry, most people, let's just use this analogy. We haven't had
right.
this conversation because it's really just understood that we don't put our folks in the nursing home. A lot of people just
right.
feel like that way. They feel like if they put them in the nursing home, they have thrown them literally away. So we haven't had
right.
the conversation, but it's getting to the point where mom or dad or aunt or whomever, it's overbearing. It is above what we can do. Now, how do we make the decision without feeling a sense of I'm a horrible person?
Sure. I don't know if you can ever get past 100% of the guilt, certainly. But I think it's important to know that if you say to your loved one, of course, Mom, I'll never put you in a home,
mm-hmm.
that may not be a promise that you can keep. And the reason why is because the care of somebody changes over time. And let's just say your loved one has dementia. Now, we know one out of every two people over the age of 85 is going to have Alzheimer's disease. And we're all living longer. So this is something that's going to touch so many of our families. And, you know, often people with dementia, they can become violent and have outbursts and, you know, become physically violent, or they wander. There's so many issues that make it really difficult for us to continue to care for a loved one at home. And I think what you have to do is you have to, if you can, still have that conversation with your loved one and say, okay, Mom, here's what's happening. I'm losing my own health, or I may lose my job because I'm having to take so much time off. Whatever it is, I think you need to sit down and have the conversation in a way that it's not, well, we just have to do this. It's, let's figure this out together.
Right.
And I think if we share what we're going through as well as what we want to do to help our loved one, then all of a sudden, you know, our parents' eyes are open. They may not realize, oh, my gosh, I had no idea my daughter was doing, you know, going through all this. And so I think it's a very difficult decision for families to make. But if you're not a professional, I tell caregivers, listen, you're not a professional. And you may never get a break. You may be on 24/7 caring for a loved one and also caring for others and holding a job or whatever you're doing. You need a break. And you got to think about, in these facilities, even those professionals caring for those loved ones, they've been trained to do that. They get a break. So if you're not getting a break, that's where the breakdown happens.
Absolutely.
Whether it's bringing the professionals into our home to help, or whether it's finding a facility where we can visit often and be really engaged, but we've got the professionals who are helping care for Mom or Dad. And, you know, it's different now. You know, the dreaded nursing home scenario that we all think about, there are still facilities out there that aren't the best, but there are wonderful, wonderful options now for how your loved one can age in a wonderful environment. And I encourage people, do your homework, do your research, because there's really great facilities out there that, you know, your mom or dad may love.
Absolutely. And then I want you to talk about the trifecta of holistic caregiving.
Yes. So now we come to my favorite topic, which is kind of my mission in life is, okay, I'm going to give you all this great information. I'm going to tell you about the celebrities, but how do we care for you? That's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about your health, your well-being. So I have a little program I call Me Time Monday, and it's in the book. And what it combines two things. One is me time. Okay, what is me time? Well, people talk about me time, and I will say me time is, what is your joy? What brings that smile to your face? What might be your guilty pleasure? What did you love to do when you were a child? I mean, think about it. That was such a carefree time. We didn't have mortgages. We didn't have college tuitions. We didn't have jobs and bosses. And, you know, people say to me, well, that's silly. I can't do what I did as a kid. Of course you can, I say, because we have to tap into what are those few minutes or a couple hours a week or whatever it is that we can find that's just about us. It's not about our husbands, our children, our job, our parent. It's about you. That's your me time. And then the Monday part is really interesting because I partnered up with a nonprofit organization called the Healthy Monday Campaigns, and they do everything from Smokeless Monday and Meatless Monday. And what they do is they use science and research that they got from leading institutions at Johns Hopkins University and Columbia and some others, saying that if you start a healthy routine on a Monday and then you check in with yourself every Monday, you're more likely to stick with it and be successful. And I thought, wow, I really like that. And so Me Time Monday was born, and it's the concept of making a plan to find your me time during the week, and then asking for help and accepting help from others so you can get that time and you can get that break from caregiving. And then every Monday, you know, look back over the last week and celebrate, what did I do for me? And maybe I got derailed last week and I didn't find my me time. Okay, what am I going to do to get back on track this week? And I love it because it's not a resolution. It's you've got 52 Mondays in the calendar year. So you've got 52 chances to really take care of yourself. And that's why I like the Me Time Monday concept.
I love it. And so talking to all of the celebrities and hearing all the stories and knowing even your parents' story and your own story, what's the most important thing that you think that you took away from hearing these stories that you can share with our listeners this morning?
Well, again, I think it's the recognition that caregiving is a role we're all going to play. You know, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who we recognize as being a pioneer mm-hmm. in recognizing caregivers, she said it best. She said, you either have been a caregiver, you are a caregiver, you will be a caregiver, or someone will be caring for you. So this is a role, ladies and gentlemen, we're all going to play in some way at some point in our lives. And so understanding and maybe even trying a little bit to prepare for it, and then understanding that preparation includes how do I find that balance of caring for myself and that I'm not alone. There are others out there, millions in fact. We've got an army of caregivers. And so there are people you can turn to for help, for solace, for support. And I think those are the big messages that I want everybody and all your listeners to get.
Absolutely. The book, once again, is called A Cast of Caregivers, Celebrity Stories to Help You Prepare to Care. Now, I want you to tell people where they can get the book, how they can connect with you, the many, many ways that they can connect with Sherry Snelling. Go ahead, Sherry.
Sure. So first of all, I want your listeners to know you can get the book in both, it's called soft cover format, and you can also get it in ebook. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of folks out there have Kindles and Nooks, and you can get it from Amazon. You can also get it at barnesandnoble.com. You can find it in booksellers across the country. But those, probably Amazon and Barnes & Noble, I think, online are the easiest ways. And then connecting with me is pretty easy. If you go to my website, caregivingclub.com, you're going to see, first of all the fun stuff. I call it fun because I love doing this. So you're going to find all the information, articles, videos we do, interviews we do, and you'll also find a way then to contact us and get more information or get help that you need.
Absolutely. And Sherry, I believe that this is a book that, it was an easy read. It is power-packed with not only information and stories that every person can relate to in some way or another, but it gives people a resource for information. And that's what most people don't have the time to do. They don't understand or know where to look for those resources, and you do all of that in the book.
Well, thank you. I've had a couple of readers actually email me and say, you know what? This is my source book. It's on my shelf. And I go back to certain chapters, you know, that relate to what I'm going through right now. So I like that. I like that fact that people, you know, keep it and read the chapter that makes the most sense for you. You don't have to read the whole book right now, but there might be a chapter that you really need, you know, to understand more. And hopefully that's what the book gives people.
Absolutely. Sherry Snelling, the book is called A Cast of Caregivers, Celebrity Stories to Help You Prepare to Care. Sherry, thank you for waking up so early on the West Coast down in California and being with us.
Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you today. Thanks again.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody. This is Smart Talk for Smart People. You're on point. Stay with us. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Today's a new day. Where are my blue skies? Where is the love? Joy that you promised me, tell me it's all right.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower. Now,
when I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, bud.
Today's a new day, but tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Can y'all feel that?
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday. We're sure that your week is off to a very good start. And if it's not, all you've got to do is remember to just change what's coming out of your mouth. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. We encourage you every single day. Ladies, if you're 40 years old or older and you need a mammogram, or it's been a while since you've had one, you don't have insurance, or you're underinsured, Cabrini Hospital has free mammograms. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts, 318-487-1122, and she'll tell you how quick and easy it is to get your free mammogram. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. And Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf in Avoyelles Parish. Now, you know, as we're wrapping up this morning's show, I've said to you many times that we read and we just get some of the most incredible authors, New York Times best-selling authors, local authors, national authors, international authors, and we really take the time to read their books, as we did with Sherry Snelling. And there just happened to be a new study out on brain power. And it says lifelong bookworms, if you just continue to read, there's a new study that has found that engaging in brain-stimulating activities, especially in reading or writing, but also brain-taxing pursuits like chess, it helps to stave off cognitive decline. In other words, it helps to keep your mind refreshed and revitalized. And we say it all the time, knowledge, well, it has the potential to be powerful. I used to say all the time, the old adage, you know, knowledge is power. But what I realized is this, is it is the potential for power, but it is power that is unchecked if you don't use it, if you don't pick up a book and read. Sometimes the answers are given right there in a book. And as I talk about books and talk about Sherry Snelling's book, if you didn't get all of her information, you can simply go to our website on upcoming guests. Her information, her book is there, www.onpointcxmas.com. But I'm going to tell you, as a nation, as parents that want our kids to read more, it has to start with us. And I know I told you guys that we're a couple weeks in now with Young David Christmas, where we've taken the video games out. We've got to start being the change that we want to see in our own homes. And your kids are probably just like our kid. Well, I'm bored. What am I going to do if I don't have the video game? Well, this is what we've gotten away from. We've gotten away from our kids reading. We've gotten away from our kids using their imagination. And we, too, as a nation and as an adult population, have gotten away from reading. And we wonder why our kids won't read. Well, the change has to start with you, and it has to start with me. And I'm going to tell you what. If you just throw down the gauntlet and you get some of those things that distract our kids, some of those things that prohibit, I think, or they come in and change their reaction time. You know what I'm noticing about Deuce now? I'm noticing things that I noticed when he was little, how when we were traveling, he was observant. That was before the era of video games. He notices more things. It has to start with us. And I'm telling you, picking up a book and engaging and opening up your mind to other possibilities, especially for those people that are going through caregiving right now. This is a book you cannot not pick up. It is a plethora of resources and information and stories. And I don't care if you have money. We look at the rich and famous. They have loved ones that have dementia and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, just like people without money. And I love what Sherry said. It's the great equalizer. And we can all share from each other's stories. And one story gives life to the next story. And I challenged you yesterday, if you want something different, do something different. Yeah, I know we all complain, but let's try to change that. Let's find the solutions. Hey, you know what? We appreciate you guys so much because we feel you in the spirit every single morning. You are the best. You're the best listeners, and you're the best audience that we could hope for. And we thank you for that. We thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here every single morning on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, it starts with you and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Tuesday, and guess what? We'll see you right back here on tomorrow for Wind Down Wednesday. Have a great day.